And we are back. It's 5:49. Oh my God. Not 5:49. It's 7:49. We are Bob and Marian in the morning. And first, before we go back to where you're here today, I have the names of listener friends who are eligible for the $25 gift card to Ruby Tuesdays. Okay, somebody grab a name, and if you can read my chicken scratch, tell me who it is. All right.
Who we got?
Can you read
Hold
it?
Hold on.
Winner, winner, chicken like, dinner.
She's unfolding.
Well, she's ripped it apart. Let's see. Marie.
Marie? Okay, Marie from, oh, well, you don't know where she's from. Marie's from Manchester.
All right.
Okay, she got a $25 gift card to Ruby Tuesday.
Congratulations, Marie.
Now, here we go. Here we go. Tomorrow morning, guys, what's going on?
Go ahead, Matt. Take it away.
All right, tomorrow morning between 10 and 2 p.m., 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we will be at the Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. That's at 2008 Route 37 East in Toms River, collecting for the food our food drive for Thanksgiving for Peoples and Pets, and especially for our canines overseas and their handlers.
All right. So the food drive for people and pets, how does that get distributed? And it's all non-perishables.
We'll take perishables on the weekends.
Oh,
yeah. Well, what happens with the perishables?
Yeah.
Is I'll immediately bring it over to the church that we're bringing. All the people food's going to New Beginnings Church.
Okay.
And New Beginnings Church, the month of October, fed 1,455 families. So it's just it's an incredible.
Where is New Beginnings Church?
It's on Brick Boulevard in Bricktown.
Okay.
I don't know the actual address, but it's such an incredible environment. They help out so many families. So
how many people did they?
1,455 in the month of October.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's incredible. So
that's scary.
Yeah, so anything that we can do to help them, when Matt and Debbie talked about the fundraiser, mm-hmm. I just had the perfect place where we can bring all the human food or people food, as we call it.
Okay.
And last year, we were able to, we brought a ton. We filled up truck after truck after truck, and we're hoping to over-exceed that this year.
Even more.
If you can come out and help, it would be incredible.
Okay, so if you have, like a lot of times grocery stores, you reach a certain amount of dollars, you get a free turkey or ham. If you don't need that particular one, bring it over tomorrow to Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. If it's perishable, Craig, you're going to take everything to New Beginnings.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, for non-perishables, what are you looking for? What would you like? We're talking humans first. Let's go humans first.
Anything. Canned vegetables, stuff. What I do is I like to get a whole like Thanksgiving meal to donate. So I'll get a turkey, sweet potatoes, stuffing, gravy, you know, bag of potatoes, anything. I mean, food, any kind of food.
Okay. Yeah. And not just for Thanksgiving. It's for, you know, they can use it all the time. So you can get a can of stew, something that'll stretch. Yeah. Soup, stew.
Chili. Sloppy Joe.
Macaroni and cheese is a big one.
Macaroni and cheese,
You know, Rice-A-Roni, any of those pre-packaged stuff, that stuff's incredible too.
Okay.
And Marianne, they can drop off the non-perishables at any time up until next Saturday at Rub-A-Dub, any time during the week.
All right.
During business
you're not
hours.
Open on Monday, though.
Any time but Monday, exactly. Any normal business hours will take anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're not open Monday.
Not open Monday.
No, not open Monday. Okay. So if you can't make it tomorrow with non-perishables, Laura will accept at the dog wash the non-perishables during the week up until next Saturday. How did you do last Saturday?
Last Saturday, we did phenomenal, especially with the pet food. But you know what? I want to make a point to say, too, that it's not the amount of food you bring. Just bring anything. We have people that donate truckloads of food, and it's great. Then we have people that come up in a car that'll bring two cans of tuna fish and a can of cat food, and they apologize because that's all they can do. That's the most heartwarming thing.
Right, right, right.
You know, they have next to nothing, and they're willing to share that with people that have less than them. So any amount of food.
So anything, listener friends, that's tomorrow. Now, doctor, yeah.
Hello, Dr. Smith.
Thank you for the instant degree.
I just changed your profession, Sergeant. Tomorrow, you're going to be there?
Yes.
What time are you going to be there?
I don't know yet.
Okay, all right.
That's
you'll
up
be
to
there
whatever time they
all right,
need
you'll
me.
Be there at some point tomorrow where our listener friends, if they see you, they can meet you and ask you questions. Because people are... they're curious.
Inquisitive.
Thank you. That's the word. Inquisitive about what you do because we hear about canines, But we really don't know anything about it. People say, wow, how does, you know, how do you get your dogs? Where do you get your dogs? What happens to dogs? The same questions we were asking you. And you're kind enough to give us your time, give them your time to come over and help out a little bit. In what respect are you going to do besides talking to people, like loading, putting the food in? Did you have a trailer last week?
Actually, I have a camper.
Yeah.
That we brought because it was raining, and it worked out perfect because we had the awning out. But I've decided to bring it every week because it's almost it draws your attention in the parking lot, and we had
the
a blast.
Radio on.
Oh, that's okay.
We had the radio
that's,
on.
Dance floor
that's
tomorrow.
The next thing.
Yeah.
Where? Because I know the parking lot. Where? How is it going to be set up where listener friends can come into the parking lot and drop things off?
If you pull into the parking lot off of Route 37, just go right and you'll see his camper east
yeah,
side
you
of the parking lot.
Can't miss it.
Yeah,
you can't miss it.
He's got the lights
we
on.
We look like
the
Beverly
going.
Hillbillies.
Yeah. All of us hanging out.
All right.
A lot of black sweatshirts saying lost
yeah,
dog.
Absolutely.
Now, also, we're going to be talking about the military when we get back, what we can help donating military-wise for humans and for the canines. Just keeping with the humans now, what else besides food are you looking for? Are you just looking for food for the humans?
Yeah, it's just food. But we are also collecting pet food, too. I mean, dog and cat food.
Right.
And that is going to help. Go ahead. No, go ahead, Matthew.
That'll be helping the Volunteer Auxiliary for Animal Shelters, who have several pet pantries through Ocean County. And when I dropped off the pet food last week, their shelves were bare. And they had to deny people, the food. And after we got there, they started making phone calls right away saying, we have food now, we could distribute it. Yeah,
and,
pet food.
And what that is, excuse me one second, Deb, what that is are people that are struggling money-wise and don't want to give up their pets. That's the last thing you want to do is lose your pet if you're struggling
it's
money-wise.
It's like a food bank for
pets. And it helps them to keep their pets in the house
and not have
fed.
To turn them into a shelter or something or get rid of them.
Yeah.
It's like getting rid of a family member.
Well, I know that.
Because you can't, So it's a great feeling knowing that we're helping keep families together.
Right.
And pets are very important when you need them. I mean, you need them at a time like that.
Right.
You truly do.
We also were blessed. We got a big donation of wellness dog food, and that was...
That came from Jerry Storz from the Northern Exposure Siberian Husky Rescue, who got it from Wellness Corporation. They got so much of it. They had a busload, and they shared it to several of the shelters.
Oh, we got like 50 cases?
Yeah.
Wow.
Several of the shelters around, and they gave us 50 cases to distribute however we choose. And we chose to give it to the food pantry.
The food pantry.
For the dogs.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And where exactly is this place, Craig? The food pantry for the dogs?
Well, there's actually two locations.
Okay.
The first location is at the East Dover Baptist Church at 974 Bay Avenue in Toms River. And they're there from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. the first and third Saturday of every month.
All right. So if someone is in need of pet food, they can go there.
Yep,
and where's the second location?
Second one is at the Jackson Public Works Building, and that's on Don Connor Boulevard in Jackson. And they're at 445. They're Wednesday for senior and disabled, Thursday for the general public.
Okay.
So, there's a bunch of dates on here, but the only ones that are available at this point would be November 18th and 19th. And December 16th and 17th.
So that's where all the pet foods will be going.
Correct.
All right, there's the sounder. We're coming up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to find out how we can help out the military canine and our men and women overseas. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. And we'll be right back.